gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Happy Friday. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2. The phone number toll free from anywhere. Friday's with Frangela today.
Hooray.
Yay. And hour number three.
And I'll be here for it.
Yes. Chris is done with jury duty.
We return to verdict. I stood up
guilty?
In court.
Guilty?
I stood up in court and said, Jacuzmo fromage.
No, you did not.
Sorry.
Do you accuse your cheese?
Did you, guilty or no?
We found for the plaintiff. It wasn't really. It wasn't a criminal case. It was a civil case, and so there was just money involved. And so, yeah. Oh God, it was boring. Oh my God. It had to do with a contractor dispute. Blah blah blah. So.
If only it were as entertaining as a story coming up in Tinsel Talk about someone that attacked someone else with a cat. That would be, the cat's fine, just
the,
so you
the
know.
The cat is fine.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer, Chris LaVoy, voice of deity, Jim Ward, and me, Stephanie Miller, on the last day before vacation. We're on vacation next week. Oh, and I'm really sick just in time. It's going to be old Lucy day. You know how I get by hour three.
You sound like Suzanne Plachette.
Oh, Bob. Yeah, it's... Oh, boy. All right. I don't know if all y'all are flying anywhere, but try this one. Chris, you're flying, I know. A man late for a flight claims to be an air marshal. Good thinking. Good. I'm an air marshal. Let me on.
Actually, I'm driving. I'm not flying anywhere.
Oh! Well, then you don't need this story.
No, I don't, so I'll just be over here.
Authorities say a man running late for a flight in Miami flashed a fake police badge to airline workers and claimed to be an air marshal so they would let him through the gate. After he showed the fake badge and claimed to be an air marshal, employees stopped the plane and let him board. But real air marshals already on the plane recognized his fake badge and kicked him off. He's a little bubblegum machine badge.
Just threw him right out on the tarmac.
I wonder if David Vitter had one of those when he had his little airport tantrum.
If they did, then they'd know who he was.
Oh, no, he did the Larry Craig. I am a United States Senator. What do you think of that? Well, I think you're going to get a lot of unfortunate publicity. That's what I think of that. All right. You know how I got an environmental award from some listener the other day for peeing in the shower and thus saving the planet? Because I'm saving water and...
Yeah.
And aerosolizing your pee and then breathing it in.
I don't think so. It just goes right to... Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Well, now it turns out I have the wrong kind of toilet paper, so I am both saving the planet and ruining the planet. But at least I'm not using that much of it because I pee in the shower. The tenderness of the delicate American buttock is causing more environmental devastation than the country's love of gas-guzzling cars, fast food, or McMansions, according to green campaigners. The U.S.'s insistence on extra soft, quilted, and multiply products when they use the bathroom. I get like a, it's like a queen mattress. That's it.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
I get that kind of toilet paper.
I don't like the toilet paper with the chunks of wood still in it.
No.
Yeah.
Sandpaper.
Like
what we have here.
Oh, you should have seen what they had in Germany 40 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like construction paper.
Oh.
It acts as a... It'll lose a couple layers of epidermis at the same time. Future generations are going to look at the way we make toilet paper as one of the greatest excesses of our age. Making toilet paper from virgin wood is a lot worse than driving Hummers in terms of global warming. Oh, dear.
Whatever.
All right, I'm guilty. But at least I pee in the shower. Okay. Jason sends us a story with just a headline is made for the Stephanie Miller newscast. Sheboygan man accused of cockfighting ring.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Both because Sheboygan's in the title, and it sounds dirty. Okay. A Sheboygan, Wisconsin dateline. Sheboygan. A man is accused of running a basement cock... That's where you have the, I guess, in the basement.
Yeah, you do.
Cockfighting ring in his Sheboygan home, which there's no other reason to do the story than just to say. There's no Bark Park in it, though.
No.
And Guy Lafleur. Not involved in any way.
No.
Sheboygan, And now to rain on everyone's parade, Jerry, my right-wing love muffin in Chicago, to say the president should not have done Jay Leno. Hello, Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Before I get started, Chris, I want to apologize to you. Last week I called and Rebecca made me realize that my letter may have been superfluously irrational. So I want to apologize for that, for what it's worth.
Oh, it's right-wing Jerry.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. I don't care, really.
So the president...
Listen, I'm the only one that gets to call that idiot names. Don't be outsourcing my job.
So President Lightweight goes on Leno last night. He's prancing around on Leno.
He's prancing? Was he prancing?
He's picking his favorites for March Madness. Meanwhile, our country still doesn't even have half of these positions, someone even manning these positions. I mean, he hasn't even finished filling...
Yeah, he sure has been slacking around. Wait, make up your mind over there on the right. Is he doing too much, or is he not doing enough?
Well, he's telling to help him, this imbecile Geithner. I mean, he's got the brain of Natasha Richardson.
Jerry.
That earned him a trip to Vivi. Okay.
Okay.
Wow, that's right-wing humor, I guess.
Yeah. Now
I
need to send him.
I actually heard people, the day she died, radio station, going, well, oh, how come the Canadian healthcare system? I guess it was supposed to be so great. I guess it wasn't. Maybe just, you know, letting the body cool might be a good idea. Okay, then. Yeah, the president addressed...
And she refused treatment, by the way.
Yeah.
It wasn't the system.
By the way, that may be the lesson in that. Just be safe, not sorry. But you know what I mean.
If you hit,
I mean, illness of any kind. I mean, a lot of people are like that. They try to be, you know, think they're okay, and I just better be safe than sorry.
But a lot of people don't get treatment because they don't have health insurance.
Yeah.
Oh dear. All right.
The emergency rooms are jammed full of people.
Exactly.
Getting their primary care from emergency rooms because no health insurance.
All right. Let's see. Oh, the president addressed right-wing boobs like Jerry yesterday.
Somebody was saying the other today, I think, that I shouldn't be on Leno. I can't handle that and the economy at the same time. Hey, listen. Here's what I say. I say our challenges are too big to ignore. The cost of our health care is too high to ignore. Our dependence on oil is too dangerous to ignore. Our education deficit is too wide to ignore.
Stop doing so much. You're doing too much. You're not doing enough.
Eric Cantor's confused again.
I'm kind of mad at Obama, though.
Oh, I don't want to hear it. Let's check some...
Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because he closed off all of the streets in downtown Los Angeles yesterday, making it hard for me to get to the courthouse.
Okay, let's check some entertainment news. Here we go.
There's no business like show business.
It's time for Tinsel Talk. Let's find out what's going on in Hollywood with Stephanie Miller.
Thank you very much. Our top story. Oh, dear. Project Runway finalist facing assault charges accused of throwing a cat and a computer at her fiancé. That is, The Stephanie Miller Show does not encourage that.
No.
The cat's fine. That's the only thing we care about in this story is the cat's fine. Project One Runway finalist Kenley Collins was arrested after assaulting her fiancé with their cat, authorities said today.
She was the villain from last season, so...
She had it coming. After throwing the feline, a laptop computer, and three apples at Zach Penley, Collins was charged with assault and criminal possession of a weapon.
Huh. A cat...
Didn't Pat Benatar do that song?
Stop using cats as a weapon?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a miscommunication, said Collins.
That required
the throwing of a feline, apparently. According to law enforcement sources, an enraged Collins woke Penley up just after 7 a.m. by hurling their cat in his face. Then she threw her laptop as he fell and crawled on the floor, slammed a door on his head.
Oh my.
She threw three apples, doused him with water before he was able to dial 911. This is like a Roadrunner episode, for God's sakes. I guess everybody's fine, but who do we have?
It's her lawyer in court.
Okay.
Your Honor, I move the charges against my client be summarily dismissed. Not only that, but we plan to bring an action of slander against the plaintiff, Mr. Pendley. He avers that my client woke him by throwing a cat on his face and continued to assault him by flinging a laptop at his head, followed by apples and a glass of water. We object strenuously to his characterization of events. In actual fact, on the day in question, Ms. Collins treated her significant other with tenderness and generosity. I mean, what male that didn't have an agenda wouldn't enjoy waking up to some extremely excited pussy? Cat. And the apples in question, Your Honor, I invite you to inspect the delightful rack of my client. You see, a pair of golden delicious orbs would make anyone's mouth water. And the laptop slash glass of water slander, lap dance, Your Honor. Lap dance. How else would the sheets get so wet? I rest my case, Your Honor, but not before I speak to my client's motive. If she was truly bent an injury, Mr. Penley, we ask you to reflect on what a pair of pinking shears could do to a man's junk. Just saying.
Did you actually go to law school?
Yeah, Your Honor. I went to Schmarvard.
Schmarvard?
Yeah, I graduated Schmagdabrum Flaude.
You do realize I have to kill you now?
Yes, Your Honor.
Oh, I forgot the gunshot and body
on
you.
Oh, that's still in that here. Yeah.
There we go.
It's a start.
No, sorry, the wrong guy. It's a start.
There we go. There's another trial. There's another trial because the... killed it. Okay, we'll fix that in post.
Yeah, we'll fix that in the third hour.
Right. This is the run-through.
Yeah, okay.
And finally, Gossip Girl star may have sex in public to prove he isn't gay.
Oh.
Ed Westwick may have a... The Gossip Girl star doesn't understand the constant speculation about his sexuality and believes he's done virtually everything possible to quash rumors. Ed, who was spotted kissing actress Drew Barrymore at a Kings of Leon concert last August...
Mm-hmm. In a very, very heterosexual way, I'm sure.
Yes, like the Michael Jackson, Lisa Marie Presley
exactly.
kiss.
Yes, like two plungers.
Yes.
Just going at it.
He said, I made out with a girl in public. Maybe I need to have sex in public with a woman. There's that one still on the list. Still haven't ticked that one off. Well, I have, but they haven't seen me. Not George Michael public. Ooh, that was an unfortunate reference.
No.
That was probably a slip of the tongue.
So to speak.
Who do we have this guy?
Ed Westwick.
Yeah, that guy.
That's crazy. Me, gay? I'm extra crispy bucket of straight. Didn't you see me kissing Drew Barrymore? In public? Hard? I think I broke a couple of her teeth. I kissed her so hard. And I liked it a lot. Especially her lip gloss. I think it was mango, kiwi, pineapple, butterscotch. And I told her, girl, where can I get some of that? It's fabulous. And it was this cute little store on Melrose with all sorts of artsy, craftsy things. So I got the lip gloss and some patchouli and an absolutely gorgeous scarf to put over the lampshade when I'm feeling romantic. Anywho, what do I have to do? Have sex in public? Don't damn it, because I will do it. Well, not George Michael public. I mean, I would make sure he wasn't a cop first, and certainly wouldn't do it in the bushes with a stinky old van drive. Okay, bad example.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate you gossipy bitches so much. You are bastard people, and I hate your ass faces. See you at the Abbey. Bye.
I love my wife.
Okay, that's all for Tinsel Talk. I'm here all week. Tell your friends. I forgot this part. He said about the gay rumors.
Yes.
What are you going to do about it? Get ticked off and stay home and cry about it?
Oh.
He says no.
Oh, everyone knows you don't do that.
God.
You go out and beat someone, for God's sake.
He's really...
something manly.
He's really a Nancy boy, isn't he?
Dude. Lift something. Play some sport.
Just go Tucker Carlson on some guy's ass. And
yeah.
Get some other guys to beat up another guy.
That's what you do.
He's making you feel gay.
He's such a cake boy.
20 minutes.
Shut your cake hole, cake boy.
20 minutes after the hour. Back with a Scotia Moore celebrity stack and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's something wrong with us. Something very, very wrong with us.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Oh my God, oh my God. Connie in LA saw the president take off yesterday. Hi, Connie.
Hi. You know, after getting laid off of my job of 17 years yesterday, I had some free time.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
So I went down to Long Beach Airport. I said, I'm a geek. I like Air Force One. I like the president. Let me go down and watch.
Oh, he wasn't flying JetBlue?
No.
It's a blue jet.
That's where I used to go. to Long Beach for?
There's a big parking lot next to it, adjacent to the runway. It's a business lot. So I parked there at, 3:30. There wasn't that many people, a few airplane people. By the time the president flew off at about 5:30, there were, I kid you not, 1,000 people in that parking lot, geekier than I was. And as the plane rolled down the runway and took off right by us, everyone was cheering and waving. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen.
I know. A popular president. It's kind of jarring, isn't it?
It was amazing. It was so crowded. It took us like 20 minutes to get out of the parking lot. I felt like it was at a rock concert for U2 or something.
I know. I'm telling you. You know what I was thinking was interesting? We had these town hall kind of event. And the hilarious thing is, remember how bushes were so staged? There were only like plants. There were only people. People are just as fawning with Obama, but they're not plants. Well, they're all real.
And unlike Chris, I was happy to wait in the parking lot and be stuck in traffic.
Yeah, there you go. By the way, is he aware that you can get the blue potato chips on the JetBlue flight?
I don't know.
Perhaps he could check into that.
I'm sure he can get some on Air Force One.
So?
He can get whatever he wants.
You can get a shark sandwich, yeah. I hear.
I would have been fine being stuck in traffic had I gotten to see Obama, but I wasn't going downtown to see Obama.
Yeah, do I have my crowd roar? President Obama guaranteed Americans yesterday the nation's economy will recover, though he asked them for patience. He said, we will come out on the other side stronger and a more prosperous nation. That I can guarantee you. I can't tell you how long it'll take, what obstacles we'll face along the way, but I promise you this, there will be brighter days ahead. The comments brought a roar of approval from some people at the town hall here in L.A. yesterday.
I can think of a few impediments.
Where questions were more fawning than pressing. This sounds like a book, except they had to script the Bush people. They had to pay them and script them.
Same age as my mother.
Listen to these searing questions. I'm very glad and thankful that you are our president, the first question began. The second said, thank God for you.
That's a little much.
People like him. They really, really like him.
I know, but that's a little much. Come on.
I think some of the impediments to the economy recovering are Geithner,
Summers.
Jim is on a tear to get Paul Krugman and Robert Reich in.
I think they'd be much better than what we have now.
Yeah.
I do, too. You know why?
Why?
Because we know both of them. They've been on this show.
Well,
I think we could get them on the horn.
Yeah, but they were in part responsible for this.
No, I'm talking about Krugman and Robert Reich.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
The other guys.
Faith in Maryland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hello, Faith.
Oh, hey,
that's
Steph,
you.
My mook man.
Yes.
Hi, I'm the official bitter old hippie of the Stephanie Miller Show.
And we welcome you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Peace, love, and tie-dye.
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah, we're working on that, too. Anyway, we're up from Gainesville, Florida, and we're going to the big Answer March in D.C. on Saturday, a march on the Pentagon. And we're staying in Tacoma Park with some really great people. So, woohoo, no hotel bill. And what we hope
you don't pay for hotels. Why?
No,
because you're an old
hippie.
I'm telling you.
Don't you got one of them there, minivans or something? Or what do they call those? The Volkswagen?
Microbus?
No, we drove up in the Prius.
Oh, there you go.
Of course you did.
And of course I had to bring them herbs from the garden,
Yes.
Yeah,
yes, and some
basil.
Granola and freeze-dried tofu or I don't know.
Whatever.
Old hippies eat. Okay. 28 minutes after the hour, back with Scotiabank Celebrity Stack and much more on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, let's brainstorm. Everyone shout out words that describe my beauty.
Fading.
80s.
1880s.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. I realized the other day I made a Bob Hope reference to somebody, and I realized how incredibly old I am.
Yes. Yeah.
I did that cha-cha-cha thing that Jim does.
And they were like...
How about that Britt Eklund?
And
cha-cha-cha.
They were like, what?
Wait.
What?
God,
you're
so old.
How about that Fred Summers?
Isn't Bob Hope the guy that owns the airport?
Oh, you mean he was a real guy?
Oh, my God.
Guy. Helena in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I thought it was a verb.
Hey, I just have a question.
I thought it was Obama's campaign manager. Yes.
I'm in the old state of Illinois where we have crooked governors, and we've got this new guy, Pat Quinn, who seems like he's an okay guy, but he's getting ready to raise taxes, income tax for, like, single people and give them a lower tax rate to married people with children. And I have a problem with this. You know, it's just like single people are always taking the burden for people with families.
Yeah. Why do us single losers have to bear the burden for those?
And that's crazy because, I mean, it's not like, you know, I'm gay, so it's not like I can marry my couple and get the tax breaks that everybody else can get. I still have to pay my taxes.
You want to marry a couple?
No.
Sorry, you misspoke. See that slippery slope, what happens?
But, you know, I just don't understand. You know, all these tax breaks are coming out for all the married couples and people with kids. You know, and it just makes no sense to me that we're paying all these taxes in and we get no breaks whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much. Exactly. Where's my help being a single loser? Take some doing to be a single loser all your life.
Try being a single loser.
Where's my spinster tax break?
Try being a single loser and not owning a home. I get no tax breaks whatsoever.
All right. Just don't go throwing your cat at anybody over it.
Property tax either.
Well, that's true.
Oof. Okay. Madonna's Madonna's Jesus apparently is cheating on her.
Jesus
Luz. He is the 22-year-old Brazilian model.
It's Jesus.
Jesus.
Because he's from Brazil. That's Portuguese.
They speak Portuguese.
I know. He has been spotted getting close to a younger woman. Younger? Well, anybody's younger than Madonna.
That's
yeah,
true. Even you're younger than Madonna.
I'm younger than Madonna. At a party in Rio. I guess that's where you see. I remember I kept asking you, where do I meet my 22-year-old Brazilian model? At a party in Rio.
In Brazil.
So do I ever get invited to a party in Rio?
Met a young hot chick at a party in Rio. Wow. That never happens.
Model Jesus.
Jesus.
Who is 28 years younger than Madge, who was photographed dancing with a hot lingerie model called Luciana Costa on Saturday night. The report also claims that the 22-year-old was spotted with Luciana the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
Walk of shame.
Wearing the same, I'm guessing, lingerie from the night before.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
She's actually old enough now to be called Madge. You're soaking in it.
Okay. Middle age, you're soaking in it. Okay, Kelly Osbourne, where's my Ozzy music? Thank you. She's getting married because of her parents. She's engaged to a model. See, they're chewing up all the good models. Luke somebody. She has learned a lot from Sharon
Luke.
And Ozzy Osbourne's turbulent relationship. She said, marriage is scary. It's through thick and thin, though. I've learned a lot from them because I've seen how just because you have one small argument, it doesn't mean divorce. That's love. I wonder if she's going to do her parents' vows. You know, they wrote their own vows, didn't they, Jim? I think Ozzy wrote them. I went,
Sharon, pick me up when I'm from the second floor.
No. Right? That's beautiful. That's beautiful. See how quick Jim Ward is? I just turned it up and didn't even see that coming. He just wrote that just like that on the spot.
Although it takes more than just half a second to find a Black Sabbath song in here,
yeah.
You know.
So. I know. I just like to see both of you scramble. Jeez. You know why I don't tell you what I'm doing in advance?
Why?
That's what you'd be expecting.
Aha, okay.
Paul in Springfield, Massachusetts, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Thanks. You know, I hear this talk about how single people need a tax break as well. And I'm
single losers.
Single losers. Okay,
yes.
Fine. And I'm a single loser like everybody else.
Good.
But I happen to have four kids, and I'm a single gay dad. And I think there's a clear societal benefit to ensuring that parents, especially single parents, have some tax breaks to make sure that they're able to raise their kids in
appropriate
fashion.
Yeah, but see, that's exactly the point, Paul. I agree. Until gay people could get those same tax breaks, why should straight people get the tax breaks?
Well, but I do get them.
Yeah, because he has kids.
Oh.
And I think the benefit shouldn't be based on whether or not you're married or single, but it should be based on whether or not you have kids.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, doesn't that work out well for you?
Well, it does, but, you know, hey, my kids are getting older, too, so at some point I'll be single and having to pay the bills.
All right.
But when you have kids, I mean, there's an extra burden on that parent.
Yeah,
period.
That's true. That's true. All right.
Period. And I think the focus needs to be on raising the next generation and setting them up properly.
But shouldn't there be
supports are there?
Shouldn't there be some sort of tax break for someone that is a loser and also childless and also barren like me?
Well, you're barren now.
All right, Paul.
Because you've gone through the change.
I kind of snapped it, Paul. You know what I've been eating all week. You know.
God, what did you have for breakfast this morning? Carnation Instant Bitch?
Yes, I poured it all over my bowl of bitchy. Okay. All right.
You sound like B. Arthur.
And Muttley.
Yeah. Don't do that. You'll cough. You'll start coughing.
Stop coughing if you start doing that.
Okay, I'm fine. I'm fine now. Oh, boy. This is something. You told me it was an allergy. You were wrong. It's gold.
Mine is in it. Mine was an allergy.
All right. So, as we mentioned, the president was out here in Los Angeles yesterday. Here's my favorite part, is he did, I like that he takes it to the Republicans. He's like on the campaign trail when he's out, because there's a lot of screaming going on the right, and yep. He mocked Republican officials who call his plans too costly, even though they presided over huge deficits when they controlled Congress and the White House. He said, where have you been? What have you been doing? Also, by the way, Arnold Schwarzenegger, did you see? That was a little Brokeback, wasn't it? Could I have my love music? That was a little, wow. Schwarzenegger gave the president a warm greeting. He said, it's great to have him here. He thanked Obama for courageous leadership. Obama called the governor one of the great innovators of state government, an outstanding partner with our administration. Arnold called Obama beautiful.
What?
I don't think he's had crush like this since the gym.
I'm going to take you down to the gym and pump you up.
A mesmerized Arnold Schwarzenegger after Obama's town hall meeting said, when have you ever seen a president be that out there? I've never seen that. Usually people are so guarded, their aides are so guarded, they're so afraid they would blow it, or they would make the news that's unintended and all of those things. He did actually say
blow it.
Yeah, that's what I fixated on.
Schwarzenegger continued to gush about Obama. I think he's so smart. It's clear with his thinking, he's so well-informed.
It's clear with his thinking and the talking and these kinds of things.
And he has been dealing with this policy and all this, and is also very philosophic. It's almost like, I think he's just like, I think it's beautiful.
Philosophic?
Oh, my God. God, Arnold's got a man crush. He wants to kiss him. He wants to spot him.
It's all you.
All right. California Republican Party chair was not amused, however. Obama's plan to be on the Tonight Show. He said, while the two swap jokes, hardworking California families continue to struggle to keep their homes and jobs.
Shut up.
Exactly.
No,
thank you.
Speak. Don't speak. Yeah. Don't speak. No. Silence. Silence.
And his swapping jokes on Tonight Show will be the direct cause of Americans using their... losing their homes and their jobs.
Although, there was probably one joke that he
could have left out. I've tried to say, look, we will take the brunt of the politically incorrect humor.
Yeah.
I think he needs to send a donation to Special Olympics.
Yes, we will carry the... Yeah, Arnold might have changed his mind by today about the president yesterday.
Are they going to put a basketball... I imagine the bowling alley has been just burned and closed down.
No. I've been practicing
really?
Bowling.
Really?
I bowled a 129.
Oh, that's very good, Mr. President.
It was like Special Olympics or something.
That's very good.
Listen, I'm making progress on the bowling. Yeah.
No. Mm. Oh, dear. The audience laughed, but the White House quickly recognized the blunder. Oh, dear. On his way back to Washington on Air Force One, Obama called the chairman of the Special Olympics.
Yes.
To say he was sorry. He expressed his disappointment, and he apologized in a way that was very moving. He expressed that he did not intend to humiliate this population. Shriver. Oh, Maria Shriver's...
aunt.
Is it, pardon?
No, mom.
Tim Shriver.
Mom.
Is,
oh.
No, Tim Shriver is chairman of the...
Eunice
Kennedy
Shriver was ahead of it for a long time.
All right, and I asked if that opened the door for us to play our old bit about, but you said no.
No.
Okay, all right, well, president's going to make newsbusters. 43 minutes after the hour, right back with more on Obama in California as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's a beautiful miracle of nature.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 47 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. What is the point of you?
What? At least I'm here for the entire show today.
Oh, that's the one I'm talking about.
Okay. Want me to try and get on another case?
Get on another case,
why
don't you? Trying
to out-bitch each other during the breaks. You should hear it.
Bite me.
Okay. He always gives me those gentle nudges, doesn't he, Jim, mm-hmm. when I'm not realizing it's time to be back on? Talk, whore!
You don't seem to realize that you have a show going on.
I'm here. You're lucky I showed up. I was going to call in sick. Listen to me. Okay. The president was out here, as you know, in Los Angeles yesterday.
Always nice to get out of Washington for a little bit. Recharge your batteries.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the GOP is bitching about that.
I know.
He gets out of Washington too much.
I know. They got nothing. It's just he's doing too many things. Yeah, like which
he's
is
not
it?
Doing enough.
Is he doing too much? Or he's now they're saying he's not doing enough because he's not in D.C.
Doing too much if not enough.
Yeah, exactly.
They got nothing.
And if he did it, it'd be wrong because he's
you know
a
what
socialist.
It is? They can't stand
Muslim.
How popular he is. He goes out and like, you know, you've got these roaring crowds and
contrasting
you know.
With
and he's an he whether you agree with him or not, he is an amazing communicator. He goes out and explains things directly to the American people in a way you can understand.
It is always good to get out of Washington for a little while and come to places like Costa Mesa. You know, the climate is a lot nicer and so is the conversation.
Yeah, doesn't have to talk to the boner. By the way,
what?
I think Wonkette listens to us. Did you see their headline? What is the boner talking about now? I love me some Wonkette. There's a exactly hilarious picture of the boner.
Uh-huh.
And it says, Orange Smoke Monster John Boner. Tell CNN. Wolf, you have to understand there was no deregulation of anything in the financial services industry.
What?
As a matter of fact, there was an increase in regulation.
Huh?
What?
What
is he smoking?
And that was completely unchallenged, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever you say.
Oh, thank you for coming on.
Then, what happened in all this is that some people got creative in terms of how they create new products at different parts of the company that were in the unregulated part of the company that caused this infection of the entire financial system. Wonkette writes, yes, and how do certain parts of the company become, quote-unquote, unregulated?
Lack of regulation.
Yeah. He is really, seriously,
boy,
I can't believe they can still say that with a straight face, or in his case, a straight orange face. That
very orange face.
How can you say that with too much regulation. All right, the president.
There's way too much regulation.
Yeah.
We gotta stop it. Should be at the top of our list.
The president.
I know it's not easy. There are days, I'm sure, when progress seems fleeting and days when it feels like you're making no progress at all. That's how it feels in the White House sometimes, too.
Yeah, I'll say. By the way, what do you call it? It looks like the right-wing talking point is sinking a little. A new poll says some Americans say Obama is doing too much. Oh, dear God. The ailing economy, health care, bank bailouts, troop deployments. Is President Obama juggling too many balls? A new national survey indicates the answer is yes.
That's what presidents do.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
If they're competent at all.
These are the problems George Bush left him. You know what I mean? Seriously, if you were a CEO of any, if you got a new job... Which of you can go, oh, I'm just going to do this problem here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, I mean,
I don't want to go on vacation.
Yeah, that was George Bush's problem. He couldn't handle more than one big thing at a time.
Couldn't handle anything at a time. He disappeared.
There's that.
55% of the people questioned the CNN poll said that since he's taken over, Obama has tried to handle more issues than he should have. 43%, he hasn't bitten off more than he can chew. He gets high marks on most of those issues, but it seems many Americans are worried that he might lose his focus on the economic recovery.
You know, that's why the executive branch has all of these departments, so they can do many
people work
things.
There.
That's why there's a cabinet.
Yes, at one time.
That's when we talk about investigating the Bush administration. Obama's not doing it.
Right.
He's not spending his time. It's, you know, us as America standing up and saying, we need to figure out, we need to...
This is all about the media looking for a hook. like they did with Al Gore.
I know.
You know, do you think the president's doing too much? Why is he doing too much? Is he doing too much? Oh, you know, I think he might be doing too much. They tell him what to say.
I know.
And they parrot it back. Even, oh, well, the American people think.
Yeah, even this poll is confusing because he does very well on each single issue. They're, oh, yeah, he's doing a really good job on that. Oh, he's really doing a really good job on that. Oh, yeah, he's doing that. Is he doing too much? Yeah. Yeah, he's doing
it's like the values question. Do you believe in values? Are values important? Oh, yeah, values are valuable. Yes. I like that. Ah, well, you see, American people don't want abortion, clearly. That's what they extrapolated from that in 2004. Not that they stole the votes in Ohio.
Suggests the almost 60% feel the president's programs are just about right for the country. 36% say Obama's proposals are too liberal. 5% say they're not liberal enough. That's us.
Yeah.
That's us.
No. Yeah. Too liberal?
That's us. Yeah.
Really?
On the issues, well, you know, this is part of the right-wing strategy. They just think if they repeat something enough, it does pick up with enough people. It's like, oh, yeah, he's a socialist, and yes, he's doing too much. Let's see. On the issues, 59, that's almost 60, Jim, percent say they approve of how the president's handling the economy. 57% like how he's dealing with health care. 63% how he's handling energy policy. 65% back on when it comes to education. 66% like how he's dealing with foreign affairs. 63% approve of how he's handling Iraq. 67% with how he's handling Afghanistan. 61% of how he's handling terrorism. So how does that go with... Oh, yeah, he's doing great on all those things. Is he doing too much? Yes.
That's yet.
Well, how would he be doing well on all those issues if he wasn't doing anything about them? You don't get to just, you know, like he says, like kick the can down the road.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Sean in Orlando on the president. Hello, Sean.
Hello. Didn't Bush spend half of his first year in office either at Camp David or his fake ranch in Walker, Texas?
Yes.
Doing nothing?
Yes. In fact, he was on vacation when he got the presidential daily briefing that was entitled Terrorists Determined to Strike in the United States with airplanes into buildings. Oh, like, for instance, the World Trade Center. So it was very nonspecific, as you know, Sean.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, all right, honey. Thank you.
Actually, that wasn't in the presidential daily briefing. If you combine all the various reports from various intelligence agencies around the world, you can put that picture together.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was in the memo.
Thanks. You covered your ass now.
Okay. The president yesterday.
Washington's all in a tizzy, and everybody's pointing fingers at each other and saying it's their fault, the Democrats' fault, the Republicans' fault. Listen, I'll take responsibility. I'm the president.
Well, I think the more important thing is while they're all pointing fingers, this Congress passed a bill to tax it and get our money back, you know, while everyone was going, well, you can't do that and that won't work. It's like, okay, well, we did it already.
Yeah.
You know, isn't that the important thing? It's like, yeah, you can go back and go, yeah, the AIG bailout passed under Bush. Paulson certainly was involved, but Geithner wasn't his capacity then. I mean, but at this point, what difference does it make? Let's just get our freaking money back. All right. President Obama.
Already we're seeing a burst of refinancing. Refinancing applications jumped 30% last week to more than double the rate we had last fall.
My friend in real estate got a deal done yesterday.
Really?
Yes. A deal. Deals are being done. Credit's loosening up.
Cool.
Yeah. Dogs have stopped living with cats.
I have a real estate friend that I'm seeing at the gym during the day a lot more now because he just can't get any work.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying is I think things are starting to...
They are.
They're starting to move. The glacier's melting. Here is the governor yesterday.
But I want to thank him publicly for the courageous leadership and the great commitment that he has displayed over these last few months.
Oh, he's so beautiful. Yeah. Not since Arnold Schwarzenegger and Howard Dean has there been such a love story between a Republican and a Democrat.
Howard Dean, not so beautiful.
You can tell we're tired, and that's our free bird. You can tell we're tired and ready to go on vacation when we dust off the free bird. Ooh. Okay, so Obama was on the Letterman last night, or excuse me, Leno last night out here in California.
The immediate bonuses that went to AIG are a problem, but the larger problem is we've got to get back to an attitude where people know enough is enough. And people have a sense of responsibility, and they understand that their actions are going to have an impact on everybody. And if we can get back to those values that built America, then I think we're going to be okay.
All right. Back with more on Obama and Leno, the AIG situation, stand-up news, and much more. 57 minutes after the hour, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. Happy Friday. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. The human fun stack, known as Frangela, will join us in the studio next hour for Fridays with Frangela. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris Lavoie, voice deity Jim Ward, me, Stephanie Miller. We will all be on vacation next week. Frangela filling in. They let you stay up late and eat bad stuff and whatever, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, and they let you eat popsicles right before bed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I've been nervous about going away because, you know, my 13-year-old Great Pyrenees Puff has not been doing well, but she has. She's like the miracle dog. She has rebounded. She's hanging in there. However, she is not the world's oldest dog, who is about to turn 21.
Wow. That's old. Must be a smaller dog.
Yes. Dachshunds. Dachshunds live apparently forever. She can't hear well. She doesn't like the cold, and she no longer goes on 4-mile runs. But Chanel, a 20-year-old dachshund in Port Jefferson Station, New York, is enjoying the perks of being the world's oldest dog.
Wow.
I rescued Max, my other Great Pyrenees.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a friend who's like extra crispy bucket of rescue person. She only rescues like really old, deaf, blind dogs and stuff. She has one dog that she doesn't even know how old it is. She said, I adopted it because he's old and blind and he doesn't like me very much and he bites me.
Oh.
But recently he started warming up to her. He sits in the kitchen all day on a thing and doesn't really move. So she has to just check the breathing every now and again. But it's like a thousand. It's a little dog.
Oh.
I know.
But might as well have a pet rock.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of, could I have my crime blotter music? Speaking of dogs, this is, wow. This is from Smoking Gun?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy.
Meet Michelle Owen. Concerned that an ex-boyfriend had used her laptop to search for child pornography, the Indiana woman asked police to search the computer for illegal images, but had her plan backfire when cops discovered two videos of her engaged in illicit acts with a dog.
Oops. Oh.
You might not want the cops nosing around in your computer if there's some things on there you were...
Yikes. She's really hot-looking, too, which is... Wow. Kind of think she wouldn't have to settle for dogs.
No. Owen, 24, was charged last week with two felony bestiality counts in connection with the video files, which a detective found in the laptop's recycle bin. See, it's not really gone.
No.
It's not. It's in the recycle. Gotta check
even
the recycle
you know
bin.
That.
Yes. Why? What did Max tell you? He lies. Great Pyrenees are notorious liars.
Like sheep.
Yes. At the time Owen asked cops to search the computer, she was locked up in the Johnson County Jail on a public intoxication charge.
Johnson County.
This could so be where my life is going. According to a police affidavit, a cop told Owen that he had found videos of her on the laptop and asked if she, quote, knew what those files might be. Owen replied, the one with the dog?
No! Oh, and she's not that bright either.
I'm going to say me and the... that one? Is that what you're talking about?
Wow.
Cops believe the dog in question, Toby, is a beagle. After asking if, quote, she was going to be charged with this. Is this the kind of thing that, what? Owen said the videos, quote, were just something she did when she was drunk and barely remembers it.
Oh.
Adding that, quote, she tried to delete them the next day when she was sober. Oh, dear. That is a little disturbing. I'm guessing, though, that the boyfriend had not been searching for child porn right there. Okay.
Did they ever find any child porn?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, they just found the dog stuff?
Yes.
So she just made that up.
Bestiality?
That's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, there's someone who really shouldn't drink.
Yeah. That is, wow, wow, wow. Okay. The one with the dog? Okay.
Something tells me drinking didn't make her do that.
Bingo! Yeah, you know Mama likes the box wine, and I am almost certain there is no video of me and Max.
God.
Can we check your recycle bin?
You know what? Can you take out your organ for me? I have to make my confession.
Oh, no. What'd you do now?
Because, you know, here on Tech Talk, I often, I'm befuddled and bewildered, like most people of my age, by gadgets and things that the kids are using. So I have a Mac laptop. A desktop.
Desktop, yes.
Yeah, and someone recently gave me a CD of music. And I asked you, how do it go in there? How do it go in my iPod?
There's a...
Because I had a tower with my other thing, and I looked on the Mac. I can't...
You've never noticed the CD-sized slot on the side of the screen?
I'm so old, I can't find my own slot. That's when you know you're old. I don't...
Where's the tower? I gotta put it in the drawer in the tower.
Where do it go? There's nowhere to put the thing. Okay. So I just was trying to physically jam the CD into the actual iPod. Into the Nano.
Oh,
I was
okay,
like, oh, this seems too big to go in here.
Sometimes you disgust
Who
me.
Who knew I had a slot? Okay, let's check some news we don't want to lose, shall we? Here we go, kids.
Yippee. It's time for stand-up news. And now, here's anchor person Stephanie Miller.
You knew that our relationship would get to this point, didn't you, Chris?
Yeah.
I would be so old that you would have to help me find my own slot.
Yeah, I know.
Great.
Oh, no.
Okay. The headline is...
I'm going to be changing your bathwater next.
Is it vacation yet?
I'm had an accident in your bathwater. Okay. The headline is GOP mocks Obama on brackets and Leno. Ooh, at least they're looking at the big picture. They're looking at the issues really affecting Americans. Senate Republicans have found new fodder for bashing the White House, President Obama's NCAA brackets, and his visit to the Tonight Show. Senate Republicans on Thursday wondered aloud why President Obama is taking time out from watching the economy. Because you just got to sit there and watch the economy. That's how it gets better.
Yeah.
You just sit and... to make
NAACP.
No, that's wrong.
That's horrible.
That's a different
wrong.
League altogether. That's
we have left Tech Talk briefly for sports talk. Okay.
No.
And they knocked the president's visit to Jay Leno. Senate Republican conference. What is he like, Julian Bond? No. He's not in the NAACP bracket.
Are you even qualified to host a talk radio show?
No. I don't know what a bracket or a, I don't even know where my slot is.
Oh.
Okay.
Not good with acronyms either.
No. Lamar Alexander, Republican Senate conference chairman, said he even has time to fill out his NCAA basketball bracket, a healthy thing to do in my opinion. Whatever. Wah, wah, wah. And Senate Minority Whip John Kyle said Obama should skip the humor and come back to work on the AIG scandal.
Mm.
Okay, we have, is it Alexander?
Lamar Alexander.
Yeah, we have it.
As a duly elected representative of the people of Tennessee and a national legislator, I feel it's incumbent on me to provide some perspective on the executive branch. I'd be remiss if I didn't express my deep concerns at the frivolity being demonstrated by President Obama in his recent trip to Los Angeles to appear on the Jay Leno show. Add to that his irresponsibility and taking time to pick NAACP winners. See what I did there?
Yeah, I understand. You stole myself.
And he have a picture of a lazy executive. With the financial crisis gathering speed and the Democrat Party's spendulous bill already out there working its evil on America, you might even call his actions shiftless. In Tennessee, we know how to get the most work out of our servants, public or private. Isn't President Obama obliged to chain himself to his chair? Shouldn't he feel the whip of events lashing across his back, driving him all to more and more productivity? Shouldn't we have a president who works up a sweat toiling in the fields of the people?
Boy.
We have here the sad example of a president who doesn't know his place and thinks he's better than us. Well, Mr. President, I demand you tote the barge of state and lift the veil of duty. I wish I was in the land of cotton, because old times there are not forgotten. Look away indeed, Mr. President. Look away.
Actually, Lamar Alexander is not a racist at all. He was good friends with Alex Haley, in fact.
All right. Okay. We apologize for that bit, then. And finally... We just did. Okay. We apologize for that bit, which was just based on nothing. Okay. All right. House Financial Services Chairman Barney Frank was asked if John Boehner had any justification in declaring Tim Geithner was on thin ice. Barney Frank told Politico, no. Does Boehner need any justification? It says right here on his partisan hack license that he can say anything he wants. We have Frank and the Boehner?
Yes.
Yes.
Taxi. Taxi!
Where to, Mac?
Economic recovery, and don't go through the tax cuts. Got it?
Sure, pal. Sure, but I gotta tell you, getting through the House and Senate is gonna be brutal. It's filibuster hour.
Just give it the gas. Stimulate it. I'll take my chances with cloture jams.
Whatever you say, pal.
Hey, what are you doing? I said go fast. We'll never get to recovery at this rate.
That's as fast as this heck goes, Mac. You go pushing it harder and the wheels will come off. Trust me, I know. I'm the guy who once helped a customer get to crushing debt in only 8 years.
But that's not where I'm going. I'm going in the other direction. Who's paying the fare here anyway?
That doesn't mean you get to say where we're going. Who told you that? Besides, I didn't take this job to get anywhere. My first priority is protecting the people out there by not moving forward.
What the?
It's on the top of my list. I can't let you endanger them. This cab is undercoating. When are you going to let me do something about it? When?
Jeez. We got to tighten the rules to get a license.
I want my body. Gotta rock, rock. This is the top of my list.
That's all for stand-up news. I'm here all week, tell your friends. In my personal experience, your mommy and a Rob Roy does make everything better.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's in a Rob Roy?
Probably bourbon, bitters,
or Rachel Maddow would know.
Rachel Maddow would know?
Yes. She's a mixologist. Among
really?
Other things, I didn't realize that you can get a Rhodes Scholarship in that, but I think she did. All right. If you'd like more Jim Ward Falderall,
check out Jim Ward's Apocryphal But True. There's a banner ad on the Stephanie Miller website, stephaniemiller.com. Take it right there.
All right. Carolyn in Akron, Ohio. Cue the Beavis and Butthead. Someone said sphincter on the house floor yesterday.
Yes. Latourette was talking about. Stephen Latourette. He's from Ohio. I'm from Ohio.
Hello.
He was talking about, you know,
who was?
AIG and the
who was?
Latourette.
Oh, Latourette.
Okay.
And
his name is actually Latourette.
Yes. Yeah, I know. We make fun of that too. I'm sorry, but anyway, he was talking about, you know, how Ross Perot had said that about the giant sucking sound, and so he said, well, today there's another sucking sound. It's the tightening of sphincters on both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue.
Wow.
So I, you know, I'm just being very immature on a Friday.
Sphincter. Okay, thank you, Caroline. Congressman Latourette, you're up. No! Sphincter! Okay.
Sphincter!
I'm sorry, you wanted to say
scrotum.
What? I'm sorry. Please strike us. Scrotum
give,
from the record.
Latourette his meds.
Charlie! Excuse me, Congressman. Charlie, can we book him on the...
Oh, stop it.
Charlie in Asheville, North Carolina, the president. Hello, Charlie!
Oh, my God, these people are so disingenuous.
Who?
Talking about him doing so much, too much, you know?
Right.
It's like they're all business people. They have all had to run businesses. I run a not-for-profit theater company, and I'm running 20 things at a time. I mean, everybody has to do that, even if you run a household.
Right.
And just if he's doing the brackets, he's working. If he's going Leno, he's working. If I go to the high school play, I'm working.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He's selling his policies to the American people, you mose. Hello, Steve in Minnesota.
Hi. The other day during the Senate hearings, it was stated that all of the individual businesses of AIG are insulated from each other, so why can't we just let the derivative division go away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about that.
About break them up.
Yeah, exactly, about breaking it up. All right, 20 minutes after the hour, back with the latest on the AIG mess, the president on Leno, and much more on the Stephanie Miller Show.
But that just seems intentionally confusing.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. So the president was out here in Los Angeles yesterday. He was on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Ultimately, I'm now the guy who's responsible to fix it. Uh-huh. And one of the things that I'm trying to break is a pattern in Washington where everybody's always looking for somebody else to blame.
Yeah, at this point, I think we'll get to that, but Congress passed a bill taxing the bonuses at 90%, so that effectively gets the money back. Because I think at some point it is counterproductive to go whose fault was it and when did it happen, because the fact is there's blame to go around. You know, this passed under George Bush. But by the way, we got to go back and get some guess the quotes. George Bush never saw an executive bonus he didn't like.
That's right.
The Republicans were the ones that always wanted to keep that stuff in there. So for them to be screaming now like this is something they've never seen before.
And it's all Obama's fault.
Screaming like girls. And what's his name? Hank, the Christmas Treasury poo. Mr. Hankey.
Henry Paulson.
Yes.
Yes.
He was in charge.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner confirmed that the department did talk to Senator Chris Dodd about a clause he put forth in the stimulus legislation that would have strictly limited executive bonuses. So, again, this is Democrats forming a circular firing squad over this whole thing. The Treasury Department was concerned the legislation would restrict contractual bonuses and would not hold up to legal challenges. See, they were afraid the whole bill was going to go down, so that's what happened. We expressed concern about this specific version. We wanted to make sure it was strong enough to survive a legal challenge, Geithner said. He said he learned the full scale of the bonus problems on March 10th. He said, it's my responsibility, and I was in a position where I didn't know about those sooner. I take full responsibility for that.
It's Geithner.
I'm not sure. Yeah. Yes, if we can get Paul Krugman and Robert Reich in, then I will fully stand behind the firing of Geithner and Summers. I'm with you on that, Jim.
But the whole Chris Dodd thing, the Republicans are trying to turn it into that. Oh, he put it in. He made it all by himself. No, he was trying to limit executive compensation.
He was. Yeah, well,
and
the fact
by somebody else.
Right, the White House did tell him to put it in there. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Bill in Michigan, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on AIG. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how are you? I've got to draw attention to some of the collateral damage that's going to come out of this AIG mess. And it works like this. My wife and I make approximately $130,000 a year. She works for a financial institution that took TARP money. They didn't need the TARP money. They took it because the Fed was spreading it around. Well, if this bill goes through as it's written, any institution that took TARP money, bonuses will be taxed at 95%. Her bonus is 25% of our income.
Yeah,
it's our entire savings.
That's the other thing.
Wiped out by this.
Right. That's the other thing, Bill, I don't get when you hear these companies. Oh, they didn't really need it. They took it anyway. Like, we're not mad enough about companies that took states. How many times have you heard that now? Oh, they didn't really need it, but they were giving it out.
But this law sounds like a sledgehammer when the scalpel is called for.
Right.
I mean, if they're hurting normal people like that, then...
You know, it's like how bitter we are out here in Hollywood. It's like all the big celebrities that are the multimillionaires. They're the one that get the swag bags. Do we get swag bags in radio?
Hell to the no.
No. We don't get nothing. It's the multimillionaires that get all... They get these gifts. They get everything free. Bitter, bitter, bitter party of one. Maureen in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I'm sad today. I'm very sad, and I'm very disappointed in a president that I voted for.
Why is that?
Well, I'm the mother of a child with disabilities, and I'm a lawyer for children with special needs, and I voted for Barack Obama, and I'll vote for him again. And
yeah,
I believe that he'll have more positive impact than any president.
That was bad. I agree.
But I think he's done such damage today.
He's apologized already. You heard that, right? He's already talked to the president of the Special Olympics. Hang on. We'll talk about this when we get back. 28 minutes after the hour, the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
He's a good person who is a victim of our nation's obscene cult of superficiality.
What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Yes, the president did indeed step in it last night on the Tonight Show. This is what our caller Maureen was talking about.
Are they going to put a basketball? I imagine the bowling alley has been just burned and closed down.
No. I've been practicing.
Really?
Bowling.
Really?
I bowled a 129.
That's very good. Yeah. Oh, that's very good, Mr. President.
It was like Special Olympics or something.
No, that's very good.
Listen, I...
Oh, dear. He has apologized to the chairman of the Special Olympics and to others. On his way back to Washington on Air Force One, Obama called the chairman, Ted Shriver, to say he was sorry. Ted Shriver said he expressed his disappointment. He apologized in a way that was very moving. He expressed that he did not intend to humiliate this population. Maureen is the mother of a special needs child and an attorney. Hi, Maureen.
Hi.
Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off before the break there, but go ahead.
Yeah, I understand that when the spotlight is focused on someone as much as it is with him, that there's going to be slips, and he was in an atmosphere of joking, and it's Jay Leno, sarcasm and jokes. But and I do acknowledge that he is in the next 8 years going to do so much that will positively impact my daughter and other children and adults with disabilities. But last night broke my heart, and I have been crying about it all morning. I feel as if he did some damage last night, and I appreciate that he apologized. But when I hear someone say retarded or make a joke about seizures, my daughter has epilepsy, whether
right.
I'm
well, he didn't say that, but
no,
I hear you. I think you know,
with disabilities, it's just the same. People with developmental disabilities have mental retardation, and only people with developmental disabilities participate in the Special Olympics. So
right.
It was as insulting.
Right. Maureen, I have often said they need to leave the politically incorrect lowbrow humor to us, the dregs in radio like us. But you're right, because the president, it's like, you know, he is human, but you're absolutely right. It's like in a platform like that, that was a oof.
He represents all of us, and, you know, by saying something like that, he doesn't.
Yeah.
So.
Maureen, I'm sorry, because I know that I'm sure that did cause you personal pain, but I'm glad you called to talk about it and that you still support the president. He seemed heartfelt to me in his apology.
Absolutely. I think he's raising his daughters to be tolerant. I think he's a tolerant person. I think he's going to do great things, but the world was watching, and they take their cue from him. And if the world, it's those people, you either are tolerant and accepting of people with disabilities, or you're not, or you're on the fence. And I think the on the fence last night had an endorsement to be
In
power.
Well, you know, look, and you're right. When we criticize people on the right, we have to be consistent and criticize it when, you know, one of us on the left steps in it too. So give your daughter a kiss for us.
I will.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye. Let's go to Tim in Madison on the AIG mess. Hey Tim, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Enjoy your vacation.
Thank you.
I want to wish you good travels.
Thank you.
And to everybody. And first of all, the caller from Detroit, Michigan, he is right on the fact that they will be taxing everyone 90%, 90-95%. But that's for people whose bonuses are over $100,000. So people like myself and his wife, who's in the financial industry, who do receive these bonuses, if they're not over $100,000, we really don't have to worry about it. We're going to be taxed at a regular rate,
right?
Which is a good thing, because that's my income that I desperately need to buy more shoes.
Daddy needs some new shoes. Okay, Dave in Chicago on the president on the Tonight Show. Hi, Dave.
Hello, Stephanie. Hello, Mooks.
Hi.
My take on this, and I feel, I think it was Maureen's pain about her daughter, but I would like to think that inadvertently Barack Obama did put Special Olympics back on the front page, opened up to discussion, and while it was done in a very unfortunate way, he did apologize, and I would like to think that awareness of Special Olympics and the good that Special Olympics has done has increased as a result of this.
Yep. I leave it to us. I think, and Dave, you know this, left or right, I think you have to assume when you turn on your radio that you're going to be listening to an idiot. So I think
I am case in point, right?
You expect that sort of thing on the radio, not from the president.
He was quick. That was them.
That's because Mama has the smartest kids in class. Okay.
And another thing, I was listening during the last hour yesterday driving
to jury duty.
And you were giving out more best smartest in class awards.
That's because there was no adult supervision of any kind.
You do know that adding the word est to something means, you know, there can only be one because it's superlative. Mm-hmm.
Shut up. Okay. Barack Obama yesterday.
Well, he was the smartest.
I do think, though, that the American people are all in a place where they understand it took us a while to get into this mess.
Right.
It's going to take a while for us to get out of it. And if they have confidence that I'm making steps to deal with issues like health care and energy and education that matter deeply to their daily lives, then I think they're going to give us some time.
By the way, the Stephanie Miller Show wishes to apologize to... Well, the Stephanie Miller wishes apologizes to you, Chris. I didn't mean to say shut up. That was mean. I meant to say shut up, you grammatically hysterical pinhead. Okay. Let's go to Lee and...
God, what did you have for breakfast this morning? Carnation instant bitch?
Yes, Lee and Canton.
Bitchiest girl in class.
If you can't be the smartest, you might as well be the bitchiest. Hi, Lee.
With regard to that tax on bonuses, if I'm not mistaken, that only applies to companies that we own at least 80% of. So it's not going to apply to that person that called.
Oh, right. Okay. That's a good point.
And it's 90%, not 95%. I'm getting cards and letters saying that that person misspoke.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And Charlie Rangel.
Charlie Rangel?
Yes.
Nope.
He said,
Charlie Rangel.
Yes,
that mimic.
Yes, Audrey. We figured that the local and state governments would take care of the other 10%, said Charlie Rangel. He said the bill would apply to mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, among others, while excluding community banks and other smaller companies that have received less bailout money. So that is the breaking news update. Denouncing a squandering of the people's money, lawmakers voted decisively yesterday to impose the 90% tax on millions of dollars in employed in the AIG bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
Similar legislation has been introduced in the Senate, and President Obama quickly signaled general support for the concept. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told colleagues, "We want our money back now for the taxpayers. It isn't that complicated." The boner? What did the boner say? He said the political circus is going on here today with this bill is not getting to the bottom of the questions about who knew what and when did they know it. He voted no on the bill because he is a boner.
And now it's time for another episode of America's favorite wacky sitcom, What a Boner!
Yeah, he wants more finger-pointing and name-calling because that's productive. And meanwhile, the rest of the... he had to go sit at the kids' table because the rest of the adults were voting to get our tax money back. Okay, let's go to George in Alabama on AIG. Hi, George.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Good. How are you? Go ahead.
I listen to the Democrats. They keep saying, oops, I goofed. And then you got House Minority Leader Boehner saying, oh, we got to blame somebody. Like they didn't have anything to do with it to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the Republicans tend to, I feel, lack intellectual honesty. They never, you know, the Sean Hannitys and Boners of the world, they never take responsibility for anything. It is always, by the way, Dana Perino parroted the Sean Hannity talking point I heard on Good Morning America, that Bush inherited a recession. So he's not responsible for anything at all. It went right from the Clinton recession immediately to the Obama recession.
She's pretty stupid, isn't she?
Yep, Jim still wants to... Okay, 42...
That would just be a pity.
42 minutes after the hour, right back with the with more on AIG and much more on The Stephanie Miller Show.
It's absolutely perfection.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 46 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Steve in Orange County on the President. Hi,
hey,
Steve.
Hey, how are you guys? Hope you all have a great weekend.
Thank you.
First of all, I don't think President Obama should have gone on Jay Leno. He should have gone on Letterman. I think Letterman did a lot more during the campaign to help out Obama. And second of all, I think what President Obama should do is make a $10,000 personal donation to the Special Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Bring more attention to it, like an earlier caller had said, and hopefully get people to donate and volunteer time, as I do, when the Special Olympics are out here in Long Beach.
Oh, good for you. All right, let's go to Kim in Orange County on the very same subject. Hey, Kim.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say I'm tired of this super sensitivity crap and trying to blame Obama for every little thing. I mean, that's why there is a Special Olympics for people with disabilities. It's not like he got up and did a whole stand-up routine
right.
on Special Olympics.
Yeah, it clearly was an offhand
really
remark.
For your previous caller who cried all night, she can stop crying.
Oh,
he didn't stand up and do a whole stand-up routine on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but Kim, she has a special needs
that.
Kid.
A lot of people have a lot of disabilities and a lot of problems. She does not have to cry all night
about
yeah, but you don't have a special needs daughter. You know, it hits some people more personally.
I have a lot of other special needs, okay? Yeah,
well,
tell me a joke. Tell me a joke I could tell that would make you cry.
I'm sorry?
Tell me a joke I could tell that would make you cry.
Something that would make me cry.
No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't want to make a joke that would make you cry.
I'm sorry. I'm just tired of this super sensitivity about everything.
Yeah.
Everybody is so sensitive. I mean, I understand.
What's that supposed to
mean? What are you saying?
Okay,
we're just
kidding.
We're kidding, Kim. We love you. Bye.
What if John Boehner had said something like that? We'd be all over it.
Yeah.
So you know, we
have to be intellectually honest.
We
about
can't
it,
have,
but it was not his best moment.
Yeah. We can't have a double standard about it.
Yeah. All right. Noel in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Stephanie, good morning. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, listen, I'm a special education teacher, and my heart goes out to all those people who might have been slighted by the president's comments. But let's face it, he said it, he ate it, he apologized, mm-hmm. Let's move on.
Yep.
If we really were concerned about this economy imploding, why are we going to spend 4 days discussing his comments?
You know,
let's talk about the intellectually, fiscally disabled people who are supposed to be leading this country.
Yeah, they are. They're fiscally disabled. That's what's wrong with that? Saul in Compton, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie.
Yes, sir.
I have a disabled son, and everybody who knows me knows that that's true. I've been in public office. I was elected 4 times and served complete terms. Now, I was not offended by the president's comments because when I first saw him bold during the campaign, I thought that he was bolding like someone who might have been in the Special Olympics. And that's true.
Oh, dear.
What I was offended by was George Bush canceling stem cell research. I like when somebody's going to do something substantive
yeah.
that will help people
well,
that are disabled.
Well, I think you're right. You'd have to look in somebody's heart, you know. I mean, George Bush, since you bring him up, he had a habit of making really, what's the word, callous jokes that were insensitive
yeah.
and mean-spirited. And I think you're right. I think, you know, people, clearly that's the reason, you know, Obama is as popular as he is. I think people can see what his heart is like, and I think that was a, you know, ill-chosen remark, but you could tell it didn't come from malice. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because that caller was saying that Obama bowls like a...
Well, he has a special needs child. He's allowed to say that. Okay. Let's go to Betty in Albuquerque. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Morning, wonderful Stephanie and you handsome mooks.
Mm-hmm.
I just called to tell you that we should all be profoundly grateful that we have a fine president who's willing to apologize for anything at all after the last 8 years.
Exactly. He should write a book called The Audacity of Dope. All right.
Exactly. Where were the critics when Bush was hunting for the weapons of mass destruction
yeah.
behind the office furniture?
Yeah. Remember when he went to Walter Reed and he had a little, you know, Band-Aid, and he said, ha-ha, I got a combat injury from fighting some brush.
There you go.
And he's talking to soldiers that have lost limbs and have brain injuries, you know.
Last but not least, I'm a retired bartender, and your Rob Roy is a Scotch Manhattan.
Oh, and there is bitters in that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, Scotch, mm-hmm. vermouth, and bitters, right?
That's right.
Okay,
okay good.
Wow.
Okay. Asked and answered. Thank you.
It's an old man drink. If it has bitters, it's an old
it's
man drink.
It's something that Donald Rumsfeld drinks.
Yes. I wonder if
along with a gin Ricky and a rusty nail.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. By the way, speaking of President Bush, hey, looky here, Jim. He hasn't read any of Obama's books. He's about to write his own book, but he said he skimmed Bill Clinton's memoir.
Not a big reader.
He skimmed Bill Clinton. I just read the dirty parts.
Mm.
but he has yet to read either of President Obama's books, Dreams from My Father or The Audacity of Hope.
Have you read them?
They're not enough pictures in there.
Have you read them?
Yes.
Of course
you have.
Oh, no.
Patty in St. Paul, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hello, Stephanie.
Listen, I was too busy reading the stimulus bill before John Boehner threw it on the floor. Listen, I need to, you know,
What happened to the promise that we're going to let the American people see what's in this bill for 48 hours? But nope. We don't have time to do that.
See? That was big, and I read that.
Are there dirty parts in the stimulus bill?
Yeah. Just,
the title's pretty
right
dirty.
Away, it's a stimulus package. Hi, Patty in St. Paul.
Hello. Good morning. This is the land of one senator. I have three sisters who are mentally retarded. They are profoundly mentally retarded. We are grateful every day for the assistance that they receive. However, that woman has got to toughen up or she's never going to get her daughter through the first grade. If she takes to crying all day, every day, that she hears a slight. So that's from having gotten or assisted my parents getting three women to the age of 55.
Yeah, you know what? I think a sense of humor helps anybody. Well, who's that wonderful comedian?
You kept, helped keep all of us alive for the past 3 years. Wow. So
that's
thanks.
Right. Thank you.
Enjoy your vacation.
All right. Thank you. Yes, that's right. I'm in comedy triage. What?
Your comedy life support.
Exactly. Jerry Jewell is the disabled comedian. But, you know, hilarious, and her whole routine is about her disability, essentially.
Cousin Jerry from The Facts of Life.
Yes.
Yes.
We are old. We've made Facts of Life jokes and Bob Hope jokes this morning.
Bob Hope, considerably older than Facts of Life.
Okay, speaking of the land of one senator, Democrat Al Franken wants the judges who heard the U.S. Senate trial to force Norm Coleman to pay court costs and some opposing lawyers' fees, a potentially expensive bill if the Republican loses. Oh, heavens, oh, Norm. Normie's going to have to raise more money to pay Al Franken's bill for his little frivolous lawsuit. Tommy in Columbus on the president. Hello, Dub. Hello, buddy.
Hey, one thing is, well, you know why the Republicans are so upset? Is Bush is just kicking. I mean, Obama's just kicking ass.
Yeah.
He's doing a fabulous job. He took his message beyond the media, beyond the Joe Scarboroughs who were trying to cut him down, and took it right to the people. And that thing of answering questions unscripted was amazing.
I know. So, isn't it hilarious that it's like the same script, except George Bush had to pay people to say the things that people are just spontaneously saying to Obama?
It was an amazing intellectual tour de force, and it's so bad that the network of your lover, Sean Hannity,
yes,
tried to gin up a phony controversy between him and Coach K of Duke.
Oh, God, yeah.
Coach K of Duke, you know, because Obama picked North Carolina,
right,
with a big grin on his face that he should be paying attention to the economy and not picking the bracket.
Yeah, and then that was the whole, what the fox is?
And the whole quote, in the end of it, the coach said, "Why would I care about that? I love the guy. I think he's going to be great."
What, you're saying Fox didn't include that part of the quote?
No, they missed it.
What the fox?
They need to fire their editor.
What the fox? Representative Jeff, the aptly named Jeff Flake, Republican of Arizona.
Seems altogether appropriate that the president is appearing on the Jay Leno show tonight. The administration's response to the AIG debacle has been nothing short of a comedy routine all week long.
The president responded to people like that. President
Somebody
Obama.
Was saying the other today, I think, that I shouldn't be on Leno. I can't handle that and the economy at the same time. Hey, listen. Here's what I say. I say our challenges are too big to ignore. The cost of our health care is too high to ignore. Our dependence on oil is too dangerous to ignore. Our education deficit is too wide to ignore.
Michael in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi. My opinion is that Obama came to California to remind Washington that he won the election. He is the president. He has the trust and confidence of the majority of Americans. And every time they start doing what they're doing today, either side of the political spectrum, go out there, go on Letterman, Leno, throughout the country, town halls. He has the confidence and the mandate of the public, and they can't whistle. You know, they're irrelevant. He's got the votes, and even if they block everything till the next election, all he has to do is, I tried to do this, and my party did this, or the Republicans did that. He will still have the votes come re-election time, and the rest, these people better get over it on both sides of the aisle that he's got an agenda and the confidence, and they're not going to stop him.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I like that he took it to him yesterday, and he said, you know, pointed out the hypocrisy of them screaming about spending and deficits when they handed him a $1.3 trillion deficit. All right, 57 minutes after the hour, back with the latest on the AIG bonuses, tinsel talk, and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Happy Friday. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Fridays with Frangela coming right up. And next week, all week with Frangela. Mom and the Mooks on vacation.
Mom and the Mook Tones.
Woo-hoo! Yes. Yeah, Mom and the Mook Tones are going on tour. StephanieMiller.com.
Yeah, we're going on three separate tours.
Yeah, we get as far away from each other as possible on vacation. StephanieMiller.com, the website. You can email us all there. Executive producer, engineer, boy toy, crystal boy, voice deity, Jim Ward. Or me, Stephanie Miller. Oh, like Dean did.
Oh.
Thanks a lot, Steph. Don't you know how your words affect the lives of the little ones who adore you? Yesterday I was in the shower. The urge to pee hit me. I thought, Stephanie says it's okay, so it must be. I'm now nursing wounds from the severe pummeling I got from the other guys at the Y. I didn't say in a public shower. You need to listen more carefully to Mama.
You don't strike me as the type that showers in public.
I have never showered in public, I don't think, ever.
Yeah.
I'm too much of a shy Catholic girl with a bad body image. Okay. No one's ever seen me naked, ever.
Never?
Even at home, I shower with my clothes on. Yes. Okay. All right. So, Chris Lavoie is done with jury duty.
Yay! I did my civic duty.
Yes, you breached a verdict or
whatever.
I was telling you to get a mistrial so you could get out of there earlier.
You know what I really wanted to do? I wanted to do like Mike Brady did in that episode of The Brady Bunch, where that guy sued Carol Brady in court,
mm-hmm.
and he was wearing a fake neck brace, and Mike threw his briefcase down on the floor and made the guy turn his neck, prove that he wasn't guilty.
You gave it away. Great, thanks.
Sorry. I just wanted to do that.
No point in watching that now.
It was the trial over because Marsha got hit in the nose with the football. Oh, that was a different.
It was the fender bender that Carol Brady got in.
Oh.
And the kids were fighting about the ice cream in the back, so they didn't see the turn back.
Some losers.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. I thought you were going to have a mistrial by Google, as they're calling it around the country, because you're so obsessed with your shiny new iPhone.
I am.
I got more emails from you while you were on jury duty than I normally do. I think you were tweeting. I think you were illegally tweeting.
You ordered me to do work during lunch hour. So, yeah, I had to find a cafe with free Wi-Fi to...
I didn't order you.
Yes, you did.
Anything.
You said you will send them to me before you get home. So I had to find a place
I apologize. I had an extra bowl of Carnation Instant Bitch all week this week for some reason. I'm sick and I'm...
God, what did you have for breakfast this morning? Carnation Instant Bitch?
Yeah, it clogged me up even more.
Yeah, you did order me to send them to you.
I think I did.
Yeah, you did.
I apologize. I was a little cranky this week. That's my vacation gift to you, is making you not miss me at all next week. See? Because otherwise you get kind of clingy.
Even during my breaks, you made me work. Okay. Seriously.
Anyway, a juror who used Twitter to send messages during breaks in the trial last month recently made national news, but the plaintiffs argue a new trial is not necessary. Defendants who lost a $12.6 million lawsuit filed a motion for a new trial, claiming that one of the jurors was not fair and impartial because he communicated online about the trial using Twitter. And he was doing the Google and the Twitter and the...
Whatever!
During the trial. All right. Let's see. Speaking of lawsuits, I wish we were on this one. It would have been more entertaining. Jurors mull woman's urination discrimination claim.
What?
Jurors in Norfolk are deliberating the discrimination case of a female dock worker who was punished by her union for urinating on the job.
A dock worker. Oh, boy.
When a male co-worker who also relieved himself was not. That is sexist, my friends. Because that's where you go for the friggin' ladies, is to the dock. You don't expect that sort of behavior from the dock workers. The 48-year-old woman is seeking damages totaling $300,000 from the Longshoremen's Association because she was discriminated against. All right.
Yeah, my trial wasn't anything that exciting.
Yeah. All right.
It's like a contractor dispute.
Is there a short-shoremen's... organization?
I don't know.
Hey,
fly with the flying. Okay, let's check some entertainment news. Here we go.
There's no business like show business.
It's time for Tinsel Talk. Let's find out what's going on in Hollywood with Stephanie Miller.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Our top story. If only you'd been on this trial. Project One Runway finalist facing assault charges, accused of throwing a cat and a computer at her fiancé.
Yeah. This was Kenley Collins. She's the evil one from last season.
Boy, howdy.
Yeah.
Didn't Pat Benatar do a song like this?
Stop using cats as a weapon?
I think so.
Yes.
Project Runway finalist Kenley Collins was arrested today after assaulting her fiancé with their cat, authorities said yesterday, after throwing the feline, a laptop computer, and three apples.
Not Apple computers, just
no,
apples.
Apples.
Yes.
Well, it could have been an apple,
computer
an apple, and
apples.
Three other apples.
That's true.
So, like, exclamation points. Point, point, point.
At Zach Pendley, Collins was charged with assault and criminal possession of a weapon of meow destruction. Get it? Go! With a meow!
And believe me, cats don't like to be picked up and used as weapons.
No,
they will fight you.
Mm-hmm. It was a miscommunication, Collins.
Okay.
That required the throwing of a feline.
Yeah.
And, according to law enforcement sources, enraged Collins woke Pendley up just after 7 a.m. by hurling their cat in his face. Then she threw her laptop as he fell and crawled on the floor, slammed a door on his head. She then threw three apples, doused him with water before he was able to dial 911. Boy, that's like a Roadrunner episode. Yes. We have, who do we have?
We have the trial. The Kenley Collins lawyer, yes.
Your Honor, I move the charges against my client be summarily dismissed. Not only that, but we plan to bring an action of slander against the plaintiff, Mr. Pendley. He avers that my client woke him by throwing a cat on his face and continued to assault him by flinging a laptop at his head, followed by apples and a glass of water. We object strenuously to his characterization of events. In actual fact, on the day in question, Miss Collins treated her significant other with tenderness and generosity. I mean, what male didn't have an agenda would enjoy waking up to some extremely excited pussy cat? And the apples in question, Your Honor, I invite you to inspect the delightful rack of my client. You see a pair of golden delicious sobs that would make anyone's mouth water. And the laptop's splash glass of water slander? Lap dance, Your Honor. Lap dance! How else could the sheets get so wet, am I right? I rest my case, Your Honor, but not before I speak to my client's motive. If she was truly bent on injury, Mr. Pendley, we ask you to reflect what a pair of pinking shears could do to a man's junk. Just saying.
Did you actually go to law school?
Yeah, Your Honor. I went to Schmarvard.
Schmarvard?
Yeah, I graduated Schmagda Broom Flouty.
You do realize I have to kill you now.
Yes, Your Honor.
It's a start.
See, I like the joke about the lawyers.
Hey, by the way, Holly in Manhattan points out, Steph, you missed the obvious in the story about Kenley Collins' flinger of cats at her boyfriend. His last name is Pendley. She has now been saved from the fate of becoming Kenley Pendley.
Yes.
Kenley Pendley.
True, which is a Kenley fate Pendley. Worse than getting a cat flung
Maybe
in your face.
Maybe that's what she was mad about.
Hey, that's okay. True. We don't know what she was mad about.
Okay.
Pendley, Pendley?
Yeah. What was she mad about? That's what I want
Where's
to know.
That cat?
Oh, boy. I think the exploding birdseed was next.
Yeah.
She was on the rocket skates going to get it. Right as he was crawling out from under the door. All right. Boy, not since that guy was beaten with a Hannah Montana guitar for, having sex with the hookers in the kids' playroom.
Don't do that.
Oh, have we had...
It's been a hard day's night.
Okay, the headline is, finally, Gossip Girl star may have sex in public to prove he isn't gay. Ed Westwick may have sex in public, he says. The Gossip Girl star doesn't understand the constant speculation about his sexuality, believes he's done virtually everything possible to quell the rumors.
I saw a video of him during the top of the hour break.
Mm.
Yeah, he's gay.
He's got the gay on?
He's got a little bit
no.
of the gay on
oh,
him.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
gay
no,
or British? You decide.
Ed, who was spotted kissing actress Drew Barrymore at a Kings of Leon concert last autumn.
Leon?
Yeah.
Said, I made out with a girl in public. Maybe I need to have sex in public with a woman.
Could be Leon.
That one's still on the list. Still haven't ticked that one off. Well, I have, but they haven't seen me. Not George Michael public. Ooh, that might have been another good reference.
Yeah.
Little slip of the tongue there. Okay, we have the rest of his thoughts on this.
What? That's crazy. Me, gay? I'm extra crispy back at her straight. Didn't you see me kissing Drew Barrymore? In public? Hard? I think I broke a couple of her teeth I kissed her so hard, and I liked it a lot. Especially her lip gloss. I think it was mango, kiwi, pineapple, butterscotch. And I told her, girl, where can I get some of that? It's fabulous.
And it turned out it was from this cute little store on Melrose with all kinds of artsy, crafty things. So I got the lip gloss and some patchouli and an absolutely gorgeous scarf to put over the lampshade when I'm feeling romantic. Anywho. I mean, what do I have to do? Have sex in public? Don't dare me, because I will do it. Well, not George Michael public. I mean, I would make sure he wasn't a cop first. And I certainly wouldn't do it in the bushes with the stinky old van driving. All right, bad example. But, I hate you gossipy bitches so much. You are bastard people, and I hate your arse faces. See you at the Abbey. Bye.
All right.
Let me be clear.
No.
I am not gay.
Nope.
I never have been gay.
Mm.
I love my wife.
Okay. That's all for Tinsel Talk. I'm here all week. Tell your friends. If you'd like more Jim Ward Falderall.
Check out Jim Ward's apocryphal but true. There's a banner ad on the Stephanie Miller website. Take you right there. It's stephaniemiller.com. And buy the album. Why don't you?
Hey, guess what the headline is? Obama administration to stop raids on medical marijuana dispensers. Whoa! Smoke if you got them. Attorney General Eric Holder outlined a shift in enforcement of federal drug laws, saying the administration would effectively end the Bush administration's frequent raids of distributors of medical marijuana.
Except if they are found to be doing things under the table. Then they can take them down, which, gives leeway to certain unscrupulous cops to plant things, which has been done in the past. So there may be a big loophole there.
Oh. Robert in Fort Myers, Florida, on the AIG bonuses. Hello, Robert. Hello, Robert. Robert going
Dr.
once.
Robert.
Going twice. Let's go to Ann in San Francisco. Hi, Ann.
Hi, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
I was concerned about the guy who called and said that he and his wife had total income of $130,000 and that a quarter of her income was bonus or something like that.
They were going to tax it, right.
So I called Barney Frank's office in Washington, and I ended up talking to the research people in the Financial Services Committee, and I was told that this will only apply to employees who make more than $250,000 of companies that receive more than $5 billion.
Okay.
I would check it. I would double check, though, because the guy didn't sound 100% sure, but
right. Pretty
sure.
Right. Yep, got it. Okay, I think someone else corrected that earlier already. All right. Well, Tim in Tennessee, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on the President. Hello, Tim. Welcome.
Yes, Stephanie, first-timer here. It's unfortunate what the President said, but the difference is he's going to make it right. You know,
yeah.
He's already done that.
You're talking about the Special Olympics joke.
Rush Limbaugh did when he bashed, what's his name, with Parkinson's. I can't remember.
Oh, Michael J. Fox.
Yeah. See, these people don't care, you know.
No, that's true.
Cares.
Yeah, he didn't apologize. In fact, I remember he just kept making it worse, Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Then he started imitating him physically, and yeah.
That's all they know how to do is make it worse. The President's going to make it better.
Yep, absolutely. All right. 20 minutes after the hour, back with the latest on the AIG Mess and Fridays with Frangela coming up on the Stephanie Miller Show.
No need to thank us. It's what we do.
Who the hell are you guys?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Happy Friday, 23
it's
minutes
Friday,
after the hour.
I'm in luck.
See, that was fortuitous.
1-800.
I did that on purpose.
Step 1-2. You see how he did that? 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Let's go to, where's Greg in New Hampshire? You're on the Stephanie Miller Show on the President. Hello, Greg.
Yeah, hey. Obama said last night Geithner's doing an outstanding job. That's going to be his Bush's brownie. You're doing a heck of a job statement.
Mm. I don't know if it's that bad. it's hard to top Brownie for a heck of a job.
Yeah.
But, the only thing, I acknowledge Geithner's part in it, but I'm just saying it is a part. You know, the Bush administration is the one that did the AIG bailout.
Right.
Paulson was the one that was in charge in the administration.
Still want to revamp Obama's whole economic team.
Well, I think the biggest part of this is the Wall Street culture that allowed this to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, well, like, that's what we keep saying. It's a larger problem. It's the deregulation that got us here in the first place. Tim Geithner, yesterday.
Let me just start by saying that Chairman Dodd has played an enormously important leadership role in this. He's doing the right thing and trying to make sure that the assistance we provide don't go to benefit people that shouldn't benefit from these things. And I'm enormously impressed by the importance of what he's trying to do in this case.
Yeah, I don't think you can blame Chris Dodd. I mean, he may have misspoke about, but I think that he was trying to limit this, and the administration is one that advised him legally this had to be in there. He didn't want to put it in.
Right, he tried to limit it as much as possible, and he did put language in there that allowed them to, take it back.
Yeah. Tim Geithner, again.
We expressed concern about this specific provision because we wanted to make sure it was strong enough to survive legal challenge. But we also work with him to strengthen the overall framework, and his bill has this very important provision we're relying on now to go back and see if we can recoup payments that were made that there was no legal ability to block.
Uriah in Rochester on AIG. Hello, Uriah. Welcome.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I just wanted to comment on, these guys getting their bonuses. I work in sales, and, my pay each month is based on how good I do. And for these guys to just be paid 100% of, whatever they got last year, no matter how they do, it's just crazy to me. I can't even believe it.
Yeah.
That's the thing I think most people can't wrap their brains around, and what makes them so angry is that, they're getting bonuses for
screwing up. For screwing up, exactly, for the whole behavior that caused all this in the first place. Nancy in Buffalo wants to tell me that I'm right and you guys are wrong, which what else is new? Hi, Nancy.
Hi. I'm just calling about a rather frivolous matter, but apparently one of these mooks isn't as smart as you think he is.
Yeah.
Because he made an incorrect correction of your grammar. And I'll tell you what, he had said that the word smartest would have to apply to a single person because of the superlative form.
Mm-hmm.
However, it could apply to a single group of people.
But she wasn't talking about groups. She was talking about particular people.
Yeah, a group of people, the people who assist her.
Yes, they are the best and the smartest. Ha ha, Jacques Hughes.
No, but you were she'll take our answer off the air.
Exactly.
No,
no
but
further questions.
You are awarding individual ribbons to individual people.
You are the smartest.
At that moment,
and you were also
that
the
was
smartest.
The smartest boy
and
in
you
class.
You are the smartest. You're smarter than
so now you're qualifying.
That was then, this is now. That was an hour earlier. Then there was a new smartest boy in class.
There was no qualification
the
like
other guy
that
was a
before.
Jerk. You're the smartest.
You're a pain in my ass. Kevin
yes,
in Virginia.
I am.
Kevin
hey,
in Virginia.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, Kev.
I was calling about the whole iPhone thing. That was pretty funny because I pretty much live off mine as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to let them know, one, how would you get into court with an iPhone?
The judge allowed it. The phones had to be off. But, during breaks, we'd go out in the hallway and use it.
And the other thing is, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but you don't have to be near a Wi-Fi spot to use the internet features on an iPhone.
I know that, but I also have a laptop computer that I needed to send, news stories and stuff to her that she demanded I do.
Kevin, I just discovered my slot yesterday for the first time. Apparently there's a slot on the side of my Apple desktop. That's
for
where I put
CDs
the CDs.
And DVDs.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's how you know you're right. Don't you laugh at me, Kevin.
He has every right to laugh at you. You're laughable. Ha, ha, ha.
So you know you're getting old. You can't find your own slot. It's on the side, I guess. That's where you put the CD. That's how they get the thing in the...
Slots on the side?
In the Nano.
Wow.
In the Nano.
Call Ripley's.
Yikes. And it's side saddle.
Frangela's next.
Yes, on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm sorry, that came out wrong. Let me try again. Nice ass.
Thank you. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Hold your calls, though. Bring the show to a screeching halt, Christopher, because we have the Rob Roy ingredients from the authority. Rachel Maddow's dad, who writes from time to time. Bob.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
As you know, I've spilled wine on the entire Maddow family, and they should know. Rachel's a mixologist, and they're all those people. They know how to do their drinking. Steph, Rob Roy ingredients, education for the box wine set. These are the fun facts. Steph, I suspect you're right. Rachel probably does know the ingredients of a Rob Roy, but for sure I know this one. It's one of the very few cocktails made with scotch. Think of it as a Manhattan made with scotch. I pasted a recipe in Pillow. This is what Rachel Maddow's dad spends time doing. He cut and pasted this for me.
Okay. So you're going to go home and drink Rob Roy's.
Scotch whiskey. Served a choice of straight up or on the rock standard garnish, maraschino cherry, standard drinkware. Scotlitzy, and then they give the amount. Scotch whiskey, sweet vermouth, bitters, which we knew bitters was in it. Because every old man drink has bitters.
That's right.
Okay. Preparation stirred over ice, not shaken. There's no fruit in the mix, so shaking just bruises the liquor. And you don't want that.
No.
Strained into a chilled glass garnish, served straight up, or can be mixed in a rocks glass filled with ice. All right. That's Rachel Miles' dad, who knows a thing or two about a thing or two. They're a very smart family. All right. You know, speaking of parties, if only there was someone. What? Chris, who is it?
If you don't want a party,
it's Frangela.
You should go home.
Hey, let's go. What's going on? I think you're starting to become annoyed by your song.
No, I love it. I just want to know why we're talking about booze and there's many here.
I know it. The Friday before vacation.
Come on now.
Frangela played a practical joke on us. We said, thanks for filling in next week. And they said, we're not. And we're like,
the look of absolute terror. We'd be like, we're kidding.
Psych.
We're excited. We were kidding.
Auntie's Frangela will be here next week.
That's right.
They let the kids have popsicles after dinner.
And stay up late.
Suck up to them. So they like them, us like them better than us. Okay, whatever.
There are no rules.
We're picking up what you're putting down.
So, not at all.
And I'm sick going on vacation. Chris has something. And you were saying, Francis, you're always sick because...
My 2-year-old just comes up to me and coughs in my eyes.
Yeah.
She's trying to kill me. Mm-hmm. She's trying to kill me, y'all.
She is.
Yeah, Hugh, you just better... You got to forget it when you have a kid. Because you pick up everything that every kid in the school has.
And then I get sick and then Angela gets sick.
This dirty germ carrying little
thing. Germ wagons.
Yeah.
The future.
I remember one particular Christmas I had it really was like The Exorcist. I was projectile vomiting, not to be too descriptive, but it was like the worst stomach flu I'd ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could have dated Bobby Jindal. Your mother sucks earmarks in hell. Anyway, and I remember a friend had visited. They had a little toddler right before Christmas.
Yeah.
And then after Christmas, she said, how was your Christmas? I said, I had the worst stomach flu. She's like, my baby had that. I was like,
We wrap that in plastic. Leave it at home.
You wrap your children in plastic?
Well, they let them breathe. I'm not saying,
cut a burrito.
Just enough to keep the germs off of those of us who are trying
to
live.
I know.
We just want to live, Francis.
I just want to live.
All right. So, kids, what do you think of them? Their AIG bonuses, huh?
Oh, are you kidding me? Oh. I so want those names. I so want every name. I want every name. Want it.
Yes. And
I want
it. And we're going to publicly shame them.
When Grassley brought up the samurai sword, I pictured that scene in Airplane where we're all lined up with a different weapon.
Yeah, I was like, is it my turn yet? I want the names. Because we'll get the money back if they publish the names.
Oh, yes.
Oh, because I will be that neighbor who's like... Can I get my money back? Seriously, Bob, I saw your name on the list. Can I get my money back?
I mean, they can't go to Costco. They won't be able to go anywhere.
No. Movie theater, nothing.
Nothing.
You're like, he got a bonus.
That's Jerry.
He got a bonus.
He got one.
Make them wear a scarlet B on their chest.
Totally.
I hate them. I do. I want those names.
A lot of name calling on the House floor. Representative Earl Pomeroy.
Let today's vote say loud and clear to those running to cash their ill-gotten checks. You disgust us. By any measure, you are disgraced professional losers.
Ooh.
And by the way,
what?
Give us our money back.
I'm sorry. I must say the expressions of populist outrage just do kind of amuse me.
They are
from
funny.
Congresspeople.
I know. I can't believe this has been going on while I was in office.
So did I.
How'd that happen?
I love Congress trying to start the mob.
Well, I think they're trying to stay on the right side of the barricade.
That's right.
Yeah, they're concerned.
Like, they're all like actors getting in character, don't you think, when it's their turn? It's like they're getting ready to go all Christian Bale.
I am shocked. I'm with the people with the pitch. I'm with them.
Yes.
I'm with the millions. I'm not with you.
Yes. The people with the word stabby in their eyes, I'm with them.
Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, Democrat of Texas.
I realize that this may be subjected to constitutional challenge and or the courts, but you know what? I'm prepared to battle in the courts.
Yeah!
Go, but
they meant with words, though. I don't know if she knows that part.
They're going to tax it. They voted to tax it at, 90% of the bonus. And
how about 99.9999?
Really?
I want it all. Plus, then I want postage.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
I want a stamp self-addressed envelope.
COD.
Yes. A little Stacy.
Something.
Dave in Detroit, you're on with Frangela. Hey, Dave.
Good morning. I've been listening here about the bonus payouts, you know, and I'm as outraged as the next person, but I'm a little puzzled, or not puzzled, but a little concerned about the way Congress is reacting and trying to get the money back. It almost seems like they're using taxation legislation as a weapon mm-hmm. against a very small, defined number of people.
Well, if it's, you know what, if it's the only weapon they got legally, I mean, yeah, basically someone should have caught this earlier, but they didn't, and we want our money back. So I guess if this is the way to get it, that's the way to get it.
Yeah, but think of the ramifications, and mm-hmm. I'm, like I said, I'm as outraged as anybody, but it looks like just a little bit of forethought and pre-planning, they could have avoided this, and their solution is to do something that's going to set a precedent, mm-hmm. and that bothers me.
I hear that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not sure there is a precedent for what's going on right now. You know,
I don't know why we can't just take the money. See, this is my interactions with the government usually are very simple.
Right.
When I owe the government money, they just take it.
Yeah.
There's no passing laws. There's no public outrage. There's no speeches fine about it. They just go, oh, Angela owes $12.67 in state taxes. We'll just go to her bank account.
Yes.
I don't know why we have to suspend. We have to act like we got to follow rules now. You know?
Really?
Now what concerns?
Well, they can just send us in. You do what any girlfriend does. We trick them into giving them the PIN number.
Exactly.
We take them out drinking.
Just tell me it means you love me.
Oh, God, do me. What's your PIN number? Okay, Elizabeth in Tucson, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Steph. Hi, Frangela.
Hi.
I'm from Royal Oak, so I just want to say
Oh, hey, Royal Oak.
Yeah.
I used to live in fashionable Ferndale.
Yes. I used to go to the Grandy back in the day.
No, the Grandy.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right, memory lane girls. Move along. Come on.
Okay, going back to memory lane.
Back to the future.
May I be the official astrologer / healer and sometime referee for the Stephanie Miller Show?
What are you referee?
Well, it's my view and Chris.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
I just want you folks to know that we love you, all of you, and it's just been a wee bit snarky, you and Chris, last couple weeks, so we don't like
that's because he's an idiot.
Okay, I know it's all in the name of humor, so I'll let that one go.
It's time for vacation.
Okay, just
if you notice, we're always like this the week before vacation.
Okay, happy first day of spring, everybody. That's
oh,
yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Does anybody remember a guy named Linus Pauling from mm-hmm. 1970? He won the Nobel Prize for his research on vitamin C in the common cold.
Oh.
Okay, Steph, this is it. This is how you can knock out whatever you've got, unless it's bacterial. If it's viral, this will work. You go to some place like One Life. You know where that is?
Sure, whatever.
Yeah, okay. And you buy, can I say the brand?
Well, it doesn't matter. What, vitamin
okay,
C?
Well, it works the best.
Oh.
It's Nature's Plus Time Release Vitamin C.
Oh.
And you take, they're 1,000-milligram size capsules. You take 1,000 milligrams every 4 hours.
Okay.
And
all right. I'm going to turn as orange as the boner.
Never. It's water soluble.
Okay.
Now,
all right. I'll try. I've already. What have I had this morning already? I did the emergency and the airborne gummy bears and the.
There's a half up empty bottle of scotch here too.
Well, you gotta chase it.
Yeah, right.
Angela, how do you get all those pills to go down? With a Rop-A-Roy. 42 minutes after the hour. Back with more on AIG and Fridays with Frangela on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Woo-hoo-hoo! It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Mere moments to vacation. 47 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Frangela will be filling in all next week for
Woo!
You.
Yeah.
Be good. Don't make Mama have to come back here and pull this show over. It'd be good for your babysitters.
We're going to be really good this time.
This time.
Oh. There's not going to be any problems like there have been before.
By the way, here's a little fun fact. When you want to email them, go to frangela.com. Don't be emailing me and saying, can you ask Frangela this or that? No.
She says no.
Mama will be stinking drunk. Don't you hate that, Chris? Could you ask Frangela? You know, Frangela said this. Could you ask? I'm like, no.
They do that. People do that with you for us. Yes. Like, could you ask Stephanie to read this book? And I'm like, I'll try.
And do you write back and tell them the truth? No, we hate each other with the heat of 1,000 white hot suns.
You know what it's like
in there.
We
don't ever speak off the air. For instance, Von Seal in Asheville wants to know if I'm banging Chris. Hello, Von Seal.
Good morning.
Yes, the answer is yes.
Like hell you are.
I mean, banging like sexual intercourse, not like on the top of the head with a blunt object.
Yes. So. No, as far as I know, I'm not. As you know, I'm aficionado of the box wine. But, yeah, we hate each other. Normally, that's only reserved for people that have had sex that
hate
each other.
May I have a question for Frangela?
Yes.
Do you sense a little sexual frisson between the two of them? Mm.
Well, you know what? They keep telling us it's just because it's the first day of spring that everybody's naked in here.
Right. I have been smelling this rat since Christmas. So, where are y'all going on vacation, huh?
Wait, I'm not telling you nothing.
Well, I figured as much.
I will tell you when I get back, and it's going to be fabulous. So
well,
there.
I'd be interested in hearing about it, but I'm thinking y'all may be heading off to an island together.
Oh.
Yes. Chris and I are going to a naked island together.
No, we go in three different directions during
it's
vacation.
It's in the contract.
Yeah, we...
They have to start from a central location and just start
walking.
Exactly.
Make sure we're not even in the same, like, hemisphere. All right. Kevin in D.C., it's for you, Frangela. Hi, Kev.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Frangie, baby. I've been waiting to say that.
Oh, thank you.
Real quick, congrats on your move. I wanted to tell you that for the longest time.
Oh, thank you.
He is that into you.
Well, actually, to paraphrase that movie, Stephanie, because you talked about body issues earlier, if you come back to D.C. and I promise to show you just how deeply into you a brother can be. But anyway.
Thank you, my brother.
Frangela.
I'm blushing.
For the GOP, because of the implosion they've been doing lately, do you think it's premature for me to think that they're over? In other words, do you think a party represented by Rush, Magic, Negro, Limbaugh, Sean, my good friend of the neo-Nazi, Kennedy, Glenn, it was understandable that a guy shut up people because of political correctness, Drek, and Shill, wow, black folks don't act up in restaurants, O'Reilly is doomed to die out, or would that be premature? Because you know a brother never likes to be premature about anything. Am I jumping the gun?
This was just a series of jokes, wasn't it? Okay. And we so appreciated that.
There was a political point there.
There was. We sprinkle in a little smart political humor with our jokes here on the Stephanie Miller Show. All right. Hey, speaking of jokes, the boner on the, from the AIG bonuses.
Nothing more than an effort to cover somebody's rear end because of the political damage that's out there.
I think the top of our list is providing for the safety and security of the American people.
Oh, wow.
That's at the top of our list.
Oh, he is just ridiculous.
What was he talking about?
Boogie.
Just totally.
That's the thing. It's like, stop arguing about whose fault is who. Just get our money back.
That's right.
Hello?
Yes.
I don't care. La, 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 la. Where's my money?
Exactly.
You know?
Hey, Representative Mike Pence, that was the right-wing tool I was just on the panel with last Friday on the Fairness Doctrine. Oh, he was playing gotcha with me. He was trying to play guess the quote on the fairness. And he's like, who said I can't make as much money on 60 stations as Sean Hannity can on 600? I'm like,
Stephanie Miller.
He's like, ha ha. I'm like, yeah. Yes. Yeah. I'm a capitalist. That's my point. He thought he was like, huh? This is all about you and making money, isn't it? I'm like,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I read your pamphlet called Capitalism.
Right.
Yeah, unlike the rest of the world, I don't need money to pay for... What?
Representative Mike Pence on the AIG bonuses.
The Democrats in Congress and this administration made these bonus payments possible.
Yeah, that's funny because, let me guess the quote with you, who did the AIG bailout start under? Oh, George Bush and the Republican Congress. And you mean Paulson.
You know what? Why do we have to keep looking back?
Yes,
can't we just look forward? Seriously.
Here's some other right-wing obstructionist tool.
What we have today here is nothing short of a legislative cover-up.
Just get the money.
Yeah, really.
So, you know what? Get the money. Blog it. We promise to read it. Just get the money.
Everybody, you know what we needed to do? We needed to send Tom Cruise and what's his name in Cuba Gooding Jr. to start screaming, show me the money.
Yeah, exactly. Really. Is that what it's going to take?
Really? Yeah.
We can do that.
Okay.
You take a day off from Shiloh. What's her name?
Shiloh.
What's her name? What's that baby name?
Oh, Suri.
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 Shiloh.
One of them
Shiloh.
Babies.
Shiloh. Suri.
One of them babies.
That's the Tom Kitten.
There you
okay.
go.
Okay. Let's skip to 21. Laura Ingraham sitting in for O'Reilly this week.
Democrat congressmen like Barney Frank are spitting mad, and they want the entire country to know about it. But their outrage is contrived and designed to do one thing. Cover their own rear ends.
She would know about contrived and needing to cover her rear end. Only she's his mascara to cover her.
All right. Oh, whatever. Let's dispense with the right-wing boobs. Rush Limbaugh, the drug-addled gas bag.
Barney Frank and the new McCarthyism. He will go the route of a subpoena to get the names of the recipients.
Yeah.
If the government-installed CEO, Ed Liddy, does not provide the names.
Yeah, that's called public disclosure.
The next question that will be asked, once these names have been produced, and they will be, then these people will be called up to testify before Chairman Frank's committee.
What?
And they will face other questions like, have you attended pro-capitalist meetings?
What?
During the course of your tenure at AIG, how many of your friends are free market capitalists? And what are their names? And where can we find them?
You know.
And if you fail to answer, you will be cited as being in contempt of Congress.
Ooh.
He's got a rich fantasy life.
Exactly. You know what? I've been spotted at the capitalist meetings. I've gone on record as saying I have some crazy idea that I'd like to make money with this show.
I just don't understand, because these are people who, if this was some other group of people, like let's just say the government gave black people reparations.
Right.
For example, he'd want the names, and he'd want the amount, even if it wasn't his money.
That's right.
You know, doesn't he just sound like there's a pig in his throat?
There like might very well be.
Yeah, like a baby pig.
You can hear it.
Going,
let me out! Let me out! It ain't me whole!
My friends.
Hey, Jim.
The pig in my throat is getting uppity. My friends. It ought to be.
You know, your plan is that you'd like to get rid of Geithner and Summers and get Krugman and Robert Reich in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently, according to Hannity and Fred Thompson, Geithner's a far leftist.
Oh, right.
Maybe it's time to put partisanship aside. Maybe it's time to not look for the left-wing radical that's going to advance the agenda.
What?
And maybe it's time to find somebody who's going to competently instill some faith and trust again in the financial system in Wall Street. Now,
wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, at least we know it won't be either of them. Then.
Right.
I mean, they've taken themselves out of the running.
Tim Geithner is the type of far leftist that helped put this together during the Bush administration.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Very concerned.
Now, who do they want to put it back together again? The same people in the Bush administration that made it happen in the first place?
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Yeah, let's bring back Mr. Hanky, the Christmas treasury poo, for sure. Chris in New York.
Even less regulation. That'll fix it.
Yeah. Chris in New York.
Yes.
You're on with Frangela. Go ahead. Hey, Chris.
Yes, well, I wanted to say that in January on CNN, I saw a report saying that these bonuses were going to be given out in a couple days ago.
Well, yeah.
I know, nobody else knows.
Because, you know, he's like, what? Was it just on my CNN in my head? I think it was on the real CNN.
Yeah.
Monica Madison, a Frangela fan, before we go. Hello, Monica.
Yes, I wanted to say there was only one problem with Frangela's movie. They weren't in it enough.
I know. That's been the general consensus, I think.
You were wonderful.
Thank you. Oh, you're sweet.
All right. Thank you.
A very good film critic.
That was the general consensus among Frangela?
Among us and my mother.
Yeah. And some cousins of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I still have not seen it, although I'm going to on my vacation.
We can do it for you on your vacation.
Okay, why don't you just do it live for me? I don't get out of the house. All right, kids, Frangela will be in all next week, and they are a delight, as you know. Frangela.com is the website. They'll be in for us all next week. Be good, kids. I'd like to thank executive producer, engineer, boy, toy, Crystal Boy, voice deity, Jim Ward, associate producer, Rebecca Baker, who will be on vacation, too, so don't be expecting her Ross Perot impression. We're taking her with us. All right, have a great week, everybody. We'll see you in a week on The Stephanie Miller Show.